Hey, what's up, everyone? It's Ash Hole here, and this is What a Time to Be Alive. I hope you guys are having a great day today. It's a beautiful afternoon. My co-host isn't here with me, unfortunately. Belly is out living her best life in Cali, I believe. She's just exploring. Soon, I'm gonna be like that. I'm just trying to get everything together. I got a few cool topics for you guys. We're gonna get into a bunch of different things. Mostly about me, me and Belly, we touched on a few things, but I felt like I didn't really give you guys all. So I'm just gonna give you a whole big spiel about me, my origins, just like what this is, why I'm doing this, We're just gonna head right into it. Of course, this podcast is about, being a young entrepreneur in America and black, of course. But other than that, it's about life. It's about like showing people what I am. Sorry about the clicking noise, by the way. I'm in my car. It's about showing people what we're doing. Showing them that we can build something from the ground up. You guys are gonna be with us from the very, very beginning, the bottom floor all the way up to the penthouse, And I can't wait to share that with you all. So I basically wanted to get into me when I was 9 years old. I was really, really feisty. I was a very, very troubled kid. I was not the best kid in the world. My mom and me always butting heads. And at 9 years old, I just knew that I needed to make my own money. Like, I knew it. It was just something that was in me from a long time. Me and her always arguing about what I can and can't have. And my mom is like an old Haitian lady. It's her way or the highway. So if you don't get it together, then tough cookies for you. Again, sorry about the clicking. I am in my car. Basically, for a while, me and her were butting heads about me buying my own things, buying my own clothing. And then I just realized I'm just gonna make my own money. I'm tired of her throwing it in my face. Mind you, 9 years old. I'm tired of her always throwing it in my face. I buy you stuff. You don't run yourself. Me and my little prideful 9-year-old self decided that I wasn't gonna take that anymore. I was sick and tired of her constantly making me feel bad about buying me stuff. So I decided to start a lawn mowing business. Now, how did that work out? Like, how did that even happen? So I lived in a two-family home. My landlord was this really, really cute, amazing old man named Mr. Lorenzo, Black, God rest his soul. He always wanted someone to tend to his garden in the front yard. So that's what I did, I fixed it up a little bit. But then one day it really needed to be cut. So I decided, I was gonna charge for it. I was like, hey, could you give me $20 and I'll use like the big clippers downstairs and I'll cut this and I'll mold this and I'll, do the bushes for you. So I did like what any cool little pioneer conscious little girl ever thought of doing, took some bush cutters. It wasn't even a lawnmower. It was literally a tool that was not needed for cutting the lawn. It was like this little stick. Any of you guys who are gardeners probably know what I'm talking about. It was a little stick and you needed a hard plastic cord to put in it, and that was the clippers for it. The little hard plastic cord. So I figured it out and I just cut the whole yard, the whole front yard. You can imagine how long it took because that was not a proper lawnmower. But when I was done, it looked great. And he was so happy with me, he gave me a $5 tip. So I got $25 by myself, earned it. And every week or so, or every other week, I would just tend to the front yard. I just did it. I went downstairs, knocked on the door. Hey, do you need me to do the yard? He was like, sure. He was so happy to do it for him. Honestly, I think he just wanted the company. I think he just wanted some company, but you know, either way, it was beautiful. He even got so excited about it because we kept doing it for a while that he bought me more tools. He bought me like this seed sower. So it's like, once again, if you're a gardener, you would know it's like this thing you dig into the soil and you turn. It's like another big stick that you turn and it brings up the soil and you seed it. You seed the soil and then you flatten it so it can, you know, grow flowers and plants and whatever. And, you know, some things grew, some things didn't. But overall, it did something for him to the point where he wanted to just keep hiring me for stuff. So, you know, time came along and I realized that this is a lot more work than I assumed it would be. So I had to variate my prices. I had to change my prices up because at this point his wife was asking me to plant tomatoes. He was asking me, he wanted flowers and like he wanted me to do some professional landscaping type stuff at 9 to 10 years old. So I decided to make a cool little like price menu thing and I gave it to him and he was happy. He was so okay with it. And I decided to hire my brother because my brother wanted some extra cash too, you know, cash that my mom couldn't take from us. Just something that like, and even if she did take it from us, we knew that it was our cash because we had earned it. So she could never throw it in our face, you know. My older brother is 2 years older than me. And he was happy to do it too. And what's crazy is that we kind of converted our business into a shoveling business because, you know, winter came. You can't. I live in New York. You know, you can't always have nice, beautiful, sunny gardening weather. So we shoveled our driveway, our front lawn, our sidewalk, all for like $20-$25. He always gave me a little bit more than he gave my brother, only because I think we just have an establishment. Like, I was here first. I was here first, and like I started it up. But my brother did always help. So he gave me a little tiny bit more. That made me feel cool. If anything, that's my CEO kind of severance. Like my little CEO pay was like $5 more. Now, while we did that shoveling and all that other stuff, it never occurred to me to ask the neighbors, hey, do you guys need this service as well? So one day I did. I asked the neighbors, do you guys need, you know, someone to do your lawn? Some of them were ecstatic, like, yeah, sure. I'm sure you're cheaper than, you know, the usual guys I pay. I'm like, yeah, of course. Let me show you my prices. So I went on my computer and kind of made this professional little flyer. I used like a Microsoft template for like flyers for like a lemonade stand or something, but I switched up the lemonade stand to the lawn mowing, of course. So I was like, this is my price, you know, winter season, summer, spring season, I have the lawn mowing, the hedge trimming, the branches trimming. My next door neighbor like had a tree, so like they always needed that to be like trimmed up. I didn't know how I was going to do it, but darn it, I put it on the menu. I put it on that price list. And then my winter season, I put the shoveling. It's like you throw salt on like steps and stuff like that to make sure that it doesn't like make you fall and slip like black ice. Once again, I live in New York, so that's like a common thing. And then I also put for fall season, I rake leaves. I like recycle them, put them in like cool bags and stuff. And that was just for front yards. I made sure to extend on the flyer that it was only for front yards. My spelling was probably all mixed up because, you know, like, I don't even remember if I knew how to use spell check or if Microsoft did it automatically back then. Yeah, so I told them it was going to be their front yard only. The backyard would have been too much for me and my brother, so I didn't want, and I didn't know how they felt about paying two people. Because, you know, at first it was just me, but now that I have my brother, that like doubles the pay, you know. I don't know. The only reason, the big enticing thing of why they were booking me is because I was cheap. If they're having to pay two of us, it may not be the same appeal. So, you know, whatever. I just did it. I tried it out, and I think I got booked by one or two of my neighbors. before my mom shut that shit down, she completely shut it down. Like, she was not with it at all. She did not want us outside. She did not want us. She said, you guys should be focusing on school, not working. And that's how my first business kind of, like, got shut down, you know, before it even got picked up. My mom, my Haitian mom, kind of just, like, shut that down. She was like, you guys need to be focusing on homework in school. Maybe during the summer you guys can do this, but definitely not during school time. After school, you think I work so hard so you guys could work this young? Like, she just tore me a new one. I'm pretty sure I got beaten too, like, for being fueca. And this is your Creole word of the day. Fueca is disrespectful, but like not really disrespectful. It's like a it's a hard thing to translate. It's just not a good word. It's not a good word overall. That was me, though. I was that person. I was the defiant. Yes. Fueca. Okay, I found the word. Fueca is defiant. No, I did not Google it because I'm driving. I just thought of it. So, you know, I was fueca. So I'm sure, I don't remember completely, but I'm sure I got a beating for it because I used to get beatings for everything. But I turned out fine. So I was fueca for even thinking of starting a business of myself where I get my own money. But I had saved up enough where I can just, like, not have to bother her about stuff, you know? I didn't really need the money. That's one thing. I'm 9 years old. I get free school lunch. I get free breakfast. I come home, there's Lunchables and dinner ready. Like, there's, you know, I didn't really need the money. It's the fact that I get to have it, you know? And when we went out on, like, Saturdays, my mom used to take us to church every Saturday, and we still have to go to church on Sunday as well. We just, like, tried to go to restaurants and stuff like that, and everything she said I couldn't have, like, in the restaurant, like, little extra stuff, like corn muffins and stuff like that, added onto my meal, I got by myself with my money. And then I even started buying, like, little things, like shoes. I got shoes that I wanted. I bought my first pair of heels at, like, 10. They were wedges. They were so cute, and they were like jean strapped, and I bought them at 10. I love heels, by the way. If you know one thing about Ashhole, is that she loved her heels. So I bought them. She couldn't tell me nothing about the height of the heel or anything because I bought them myself. Well, you know she could, but it's just it made me feel like she couldn't. Which is another reason why I probably got all those beatings, because I was fueca. I feel like that was the real start of my entrepreneurial, no one can tell me what my cap is in life. It was at 9, you know? Just having that thrown in my face constantly, that you can only do this because you don't have any money. It was just, it ticked me off to the point where I needed to make my own. And now I don't understand how to not make my own. You know, it doesn't make sense to me to have a cap on my life, to, like, go by the social norms or go by something where it's like, oh, this is what the average salary is, or, oh, this is what you can make after a certain year mark. It just didn't make sense to me. I can do whatever I want, when I want. You know, that's my biggest thing, is just having complete freedom. So I feel like that is where I kind of got it from, that pridefulness in me. Oh, I just went over a really, really hard bump. But that pridefulness in me that just put a fire in me to want to be an entrepreneur. And I've had other little businesses on the side, but that's like the first one I could really remember. Is my lawn mowing business. Just wanted to give you guys a quick little story about me. It's definitely harder for me to do these podcasts than most because I'm so new at them. But bear with me. We're going to do this together. We're going to go through this process together. And hopefully I make this shit rock after a few more tries, you know? Once again, this is the What a Time to Be Alive podcast. I want to thank you so much on behalf of me and Veli. You know, she's not here, but, you know, I can't wait to let you guys hear what comes next for us. My advice for you business wise is don't take no shit. Be prideful. Know your worth. Know that you can make more, because even at 9, I was not with the shits. I knew I needed more and I could get more through work. And then try to do something you enjoy while doing that, because my tomatoes may not have been edible, but they were fly as fuck. So enjoy the rest of your day, listeners. Have a great one.